and the warner had come to you.
أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ.
Some scholars said that the meaning of the warner here is getting gray-haired with age, which is one of the signs of Allah's mercy. For example, it is merciful to remind the student of the approaching test, or the traveler of the departure time. At our current time, when people are so indulged in the worldly life and heedless of the goal for which they have been created, a new warner has come, a tiny one that cannot be seen by the naked eye. So, people are isolating themselves in their homes, having a forced holiday from the financial wars, wealth accumulation, and bragging race, so that they have second thoughts and recalculate the gains and losses. Some people are taking this opportunity to repent, and hopefully this repentance will rescue them from being at the bottom of the hellfire to a paradise with a ceiling under the throne of the ever-merciful. Everybody is hiding at home. Those who used to get out wearing gold and jewelry, and those who do not own something to protect themselves from the heat of summer or the coldness of winter. The one who used to travel first class, and the one who used to walk to save transportation fees. The one who used to give commands, and the one who used to receive them. Those who used to stand in rows at mosques to pray, and others who preferred the rows at cinemas and nightclubs. A warner has come to remind us of Allah's omnipotence, power, and sustenance. The world powers are being reshaped globally, even though we've been thinking that it will never change except with a deadly world war. The warner has come to remind us of the consequences of disobeying Almighty Allah and results of committing sins and immoralities openly. The warner has come to remind us that Allah is the planner of causes, and that we are tested in this worldly life. Some of us shall pass, and some of us will not make it. If those living in fortresses are certain that their stronghold shall protect them from any kind of plight that might befall people, then how come this tiny virus was not stopped by fortified walls and long distances? People think that they've reached the peak of experimental science, yet a mutated virus, which they claim that they know everything about, including its genetic code, caused the crippling of life in the most important and most civilized cities in the world. So, has been the experimental science helpful? If we have not sought refuge in Allah from the withholding of His favors, the decline of the good health He has given us, the suddenness of His punishment, and all forms of His wrath, then it is time for us to do so. We have seen people flee from their siblings and loved ones because they are afraid of catching the virus. We have also seen billionaires flattering workers so that they save their industrial empires. We have seen streets without any people and hearts filled with fear. As if a caller that only people with hearts can hear is loudly calling,
لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ